WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our film critic Stephen Schiff has his list of the 10 best and 10 worst films of 1987. Overall, he sums it up this way.
It was the worst of years, it was the worst of years. In any decent year, only two or three of the movies I'm putting on my top 10 list would have made it. Even my choice for the best movie of the year, The Last Emperor, is terribly flawed. It has no central character, for instance, and its ostensible plot is much less interesting than the currents writhing underneath it. What was 1987 at the movies all about? Although the box office receipts broke records, there was an air of malaise and anxiety in the films themselves. They seemed to depict a world hurtling out of control. There were movies like Wall Street and The Secret of My Success, which confronted the incomprehensible juggernaut of the financial world directly. But coping with the universe of money was also the theme behind movies as diverse as Tin Men, Less Than Zero, Surrender, Working Girls, Can't Buy Me Love, The Big Easy, and House of Games. The world of sexual relations was even more out of control. And though AIDS rarely raised its ugly head, it was often what the movies we saw were secretly about. How else to explain the success of an innocuous snooze called Dirty Dancing, except that it made people powerfully nostalgic for an era when you could have sex? In the year's second biggest hit, Fatal Attraction, sex with a stranger could kill you, and that was also the message in Black Widow, Outrageous Fortune, Angel Heart, The Lost Boys, and Stakeout. The Vietnam movies that flooded the screens seemed curiously appropriate. They not only reflected a chaotic past, they reflected a chaotic, dangerous present. The jungles there mirrored the jungles we found ourselves mired in. Even the baby boom we saw on screen was out of control. People didn't have babies the normal way in movies like Raising Arizona, Three Men and a Baby, or Baby Boom. They stole them or found them or had parenthood in some way thrust upon them. Actually, the year's best movies refused to deal with these problems altogether. They escaped to the past, the future, or to some fantasy realm. For my money, the year's 10 best were number 10, Raising Arizona. 9. Hope and Glory. 8. Tin Men. 7. Tampopo. 6. The Dead. 5. RoboCop. 4. The Stepfather. 3. Broadcast News. 2. Roxanne. And number 1. The Last Emperor. Now, before I proceed to the 10 worst movies of the year, I ought to explain something. To me, it doesn't seem worthwhile to enshrine 1987's obvious turkeys. Movies like Straight to Hell and Surf Nazis Must Die and Big Bad Mama Part 2. They were plenty awful, but they fooled no one. They left no trail. No, to make it on my 10 worst list, a movie had to have pretensions and some measure of success. It had to fool a lot of the people a lot of the time. In short, it had to make a damn nuisance of itself. Here are 10 that did, counting down from the least terrible to the number one worst movie of the year. 10. The Secret of My Success. 9. September. 8. Ironweed. 7. The Lost Boys. 6. Less Than Zero. 5. Mannequin. 4. La Bamba. 3. Cry Freedom. 2. Beverly Hills Cop 2. And the worst movie of 1987, number 1, Fatal Attraction. Sadly, it was also the most representative. May your new year be rosier.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.